Okay, we learned yesterday. Went to Brisa and the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. What is the din by Trey v'Trey in this? Okay, the Gemara is going to bring a second Brisa and discuss the second Brisa, and whatever Mefarshim I wanted to talk about in the first Brisa, the first discussion applies to the second as well. So sort of chaperai, another piece of Gemara, and then the Gemara repeats some of the concepts that I wanted to discuss. So let's just see. Let's start again from Rava, next to the last narrow line. Rava amalayla b'trei b'trei ninu. V'ra Rabbi Yechid d'var v'shar v'nachem b'Rabbi Yisi b'gerishin v'lai Rav b'misa. And Rabbi Yechid made a pshara. He said the din of a nisus. We're not talking about l'fetchilu, we're talking of nisus. And afterwards Eitim come. So he held like him a gerishin and not by misa. Because misa in echayla mechishasai, gerishin echayla mechishasai. That's how far we got yesterday. What do you mean you can be machish and say you got to get when you're in? That we assume a woman who says gerishtani is telling the truth. She has eidim on her side, so she'll lie, because the eidim are saying that it's true. Ravasi Amar, a third pshat. You're going to Amri Eidim Achshav Meis, Achshav Girsa. Now, obviously, if it's Trey v'Trey, it doesn't help. It doesn't matter if you say Achshav Meis or Achshav Girsa. We're talking now that it was already Kfar Nisus, the question of Teitzei. So it's Trey v'Trey, it's Kfar Nisus. So Girsa, Achshav Girsa. So Misa, like a Lavrure. Girsa, Ika Lavrure, Damino La Misa Dach, you have Asi La Gitach. So by Misa, we let them stay married. By a get, if you can't show the get, you can't stay married. This is the end of the first Brisa's discussion of Trey v'Trey. Now the Gemara is the second Brisa. What's Negei, our discussion, it's repeated, at least Abaya is repeated here. Tan Rabba. Shnayim Oimrim Niskacha, Shnayim Oimrim Loi Niskacha. Harizu Loi Tinasai. And this is Loi Saitzai. So here we have a case, two say she had Kedushin, two say she didn't. So Trey v'Trey, so it's a suffix, so like you not say. But in this is, like say, Shneim ayim this gash, Shneim ayim this gash, Shneim ayim this gash, Shneim ayim this is Tein say. Mashna mesha, mashna say. So Abaye comes in again with a similar thing to what he said last time. They said yesterday, Amar Abaye, Tirgum ab Eid Echad, it doesn't mean two Eid, it needs Eid Echad. Eid Echad, I'm in this gash, Eid Echad, I'm alone in this gash, Tarvayu b'fnu yakim esadim. What does that mean? When it says niskacha, what's the niskacha? Tarvayu b'fnu yakim esadim. So again, the lashon is lav dafka. They're both made she was a pnuy originally, but it means she just doesn't have a ches to say she's ish. I'm sure you need two ways to say she's a pnuy. Pashtus. V'haid the karmi niskacha havelechad. Vein devar shalecha b'makam shnei. Seifa. So therefore, you can get married. Since you believe by an eshes ish, so therefore it's good. Ravashi Amar Loilam Trey v'Trey Beipach. Shneimar Marina Shen Niskach. Shneimar Loilam Niskach. Aris Laleti Nasim. This is Teitze. Shita. Like we inu in a raya, we didn't see her get married. That's no raya. Like tzricha the diary bechotzer echad. It's a little strange. Two eidim say she got married. Two other eidim say with their next door neighbors, and we know what's going on, and we didn't hear anything. So truth is, it's takel shver because what's to have a mina against two eidim? Why does it help that you never heard? Who cares if you never heard? Like we inu. Against two Eidim, like we know, is meaningless. But the Gemara seems to say that there's a Hava Mina, at least, that if they say Lai Rinua, then it's a Raya. So I would have thought, Emisinus Gacha Kala Islola Mils, Kamash Bulan, Avdi Inchi Demakachi Bitsina. Very funny. If not Avdi Inchi Demakachi Bitsina, what would be? Then you would have two Eidim say we saw Kedushin, and the other two say what? Lai Rinua?
something is a derech. It's always been, you know, the past, yeah, and now it wasn't. So.
But if two Aedim say the most unlikely thing in the world, they still believe.
It's not unlikely. It's just the saying that it's usually the fact is that it's always, we could say, it creates a call. And everyone knows about it.
So here you have two Aedim saying something, and the other two Aedim say, I would know about it. So we're going to not believe the first two Aedim? It's all funny. The whole thing is all funny. It's only a tzrichasa, which could be more of a taichik, but still, even the tzrichasa says, Avdi Yachin Mikachi Bitsin. Seifa, Shneimai Marinush and Isgarsha. Shneimai Marinush and Isgarsha is only Tinasin, this is what I say, it's a Kamash Malan. Avagav, the diary of the Chatzar Echad. Same exact thing. I know how. Same thing. Now the tame. Gabi Kedushin, who would that be the Inchin Mikachi Bitsin? People get married quietly. Avagay Gabi Gerishin, Misa Digarsha Kola, Islamilsa, Beget has a bigger coil, Kamash Malan. Now this might seem strange to you. What does a person make a bigger noise when he gets married or when he gets divorced? Right. I think Tassi would assume that when a person gets married, he makes a bigger noise than a get. Okay, first of all, get people talk about. And not only that, but Bezdin encourages it. Bezdin, Bedavka, calls people in, B'shas Masirus HaGet. Just Bedavka, because they want it to be known that she's a Megureshes. Kamash Malan, Avishim, Kashim, Gashim, Betzin. Okay. There are a couple of issues here in this sugya that... to discuss. One has to do with what we learned yesterday about this idea of Loi Seitze. We said Loi Seitze by Trey Vitrey only makes sense if it's Echad Me'edah, someone who says, I'm sure. That's what the Gemara said. That when you have Trey Vitrey, they get married. To not get married, Trey Vitrey is Safik Dereisa. If now it's Safik L'chumra. So now, one of them got married. So if he wouldn't know anything, we tell him you have to give a divorce. It's trey v'trey. But if he says bari li, his bari li helps. What's pshat? What's pshat? His bari li helps by trey v'trey. So it seems, and the Steinfeld explains it this way, that this is similar to, is a rule in Dine Maminis, that you could say kibli. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sure you've seen the Shulchan Aruch very often, it brings one shita and it says Yesh Ayimrim differently. When you have two shitas, if you're a Muzik, you could say Kimli. I want to pass night for other shita, that's good for me. You can't be my Tzimamim. A person has a right to do that. You can't go pick a shita that you found somewhere in the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, you know, in the 12th parak of Yevamis, but if it's a shita brought down on the page in Shulchan Aruch, you could say Kimli. That's Pshat. Because Pshat is, Chazal said it's a Safik. It's a Safik. If you don't know what to do, so Shulchan Aruch tells you, right, Paiskim hold differently. But if you would like to say, Kimli, I hold like this Shita, we're not sure enough to stop you. We're not positive enough to stop you from saying Kimli. That's the idea of Kimli by Dinei Mamon. By Trey V'Trey also, Bezdin is not sure. Bezdin doesn't know what to do. Being that Bezdin doesn't know what to do, so if a person says Bari Li, Bezdin does not interfere with it. Because it's a trade of trade. Two of them say the husband died, two of them say he didn't die, and he gets married, Loi Seitze, because Bari Li. This is Lacha Me'edah. Finish. Huh? What do you say? What would be the din if you have a regular Eishes Ish? A regular Eishes Ish, as far as everyone knows, she's married. And her husband is on a business trip somewhere, you know. Now a man comes into Bez and he says, I'm marrying her. I say, what do you mean marrying? She's Eishes Ish? He says, no, she got a get. No Eidim she got a get. Nothing she got a get. He says, Kimli she got a get. She says, yeah, I got a get. So we'll let them get married? We let them get married. If a person just says Kim Lee, I know for sure. The answer is no. If we have a Cheskes Isser and a man comes in and he says, I'm going to marry a Kim Lee, I'm sure she's Ais Eishes Ish. If she's the Cheskes Eishes Ish and Eid Echad says, she had a get, I want to marry her, and she says she had a get, that's not good enough. You can't say Kim Lee, Stamazai, do whatever you like. Bezdin would stop you. This is a din dafka by trey v'trey. When you have two against two, that a person could say bari li, and he can do that which he understands based on his own bari li. She also has to be a bari li, and that's good enough because it's trey v'trey, which is a total safik. Both sides have two aid. The Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav explains this, that Kimli is Lagabe Atzma Nemanim. A person's belief Lagabe himself, when it's a suffix. Lagabe Atzma Nemanim, which is a Chiddush. It sounds like the Rashba saying that even though Bezdin says it's a suffix, Lagabe himself, a person could say Bari. A person could say, I'm sure. Now, let me bring this into focus. I've spoken out with you many times, especially in the first parak, Rav Shimon's Mahalach always. Now, what would Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon's Mahalach would make it easier or harder to understand the Bari Li. Rav Shimon's Mahalach. You know what I'm talking about when I say Rav Shimon's Mahalach? Those of you with me more than 1 year certainly know. I always point out that Rav Shimon Shkab's Mahalach always is that a suffix is a vaday. Meaning, like we had Svek Sveika, Rav Shimon said it's a vaday head, it's a hetem etam vaday. Suffix to rest l'chomer, Rav Shimon held it's a vaday yisr. It's not a suffix yisr, it's a vaday yisr. Rav Shimon says things of Svekis are vaday. What to do, that's vaday. If you go to Rav Shimon's Mahalach by trey v'trey, so when you have trey v'trey, you have to be machmir. Pshat is, the psak is l'chumra, period. The psak is l'chumra. The psak is l'chumra. So it's very hard to understand that this person could come and say, Bari Li, I know the truth, so you don't bother me.
But it depends really if it's isna or lasna.
If it's lasna, it would be hard, even harder to understand, because then it's just done
with
chesed.
Then you go with level psak is.
Which was a cheskes eshesish, which is impossible then, right? Would make much more sense of isna, right? Which is
even though it's not a suffix bam at all, Rav Shimon still applied.
Apparently, Rav Shimon would have to be maskim. I don't know of Rav Shimon on this, so I can't tell you. But I don't mean to say Rav Shimon. I mean to say that mahalach. If you have that mahalach, that it's a vaday, that when the suffix you have to be machmir, you have to vaday be machmir. It's like a vaday to be machmir. That. Those words would mean that you can't say Bari Li. What do you mean? What do you mean Bari Li? Bezdin has a psak. Bezdin has a psak, so it should be finished. It should be a done deal. So the Rashba holds that Bari Li works because Adam Neman Lagabe Atzmai. When there's a suffix to Bezdin, a person has a Neman as Lagabe himself. That's the Rashba's mahalach in this. In this inyan, this sugya, and according to the Rashba, this is a general rule. The Taisus above a Basra, this whole Gemara appears above a Basra also. What's it? Lamed Beis, Lamed Alf, Lamed Beis. Taisus above a Basra says, no. Normally, you can't just say Bari. Here, we have a Chazaka Isha Daiko Mitzvah. We have a Chazaka that a woman wouldn't remarry. Unless she's medaiko mitzvah, unless she's medayik and knows that her husband is dead. So because there's a chazak yishadaiko mitzvah, that's why it works. That's Taisus mahalach. But the Rashba's mahalach is that it works because the persons believe lagabi themselves. Yesterday I cleared with you, if Adam say something and you know the truth, are you allowed to be makel on your own? The Rashba sounds like he's saying that if you know the truth, so you don't have to get involved, at least with the asfakis, with his psakdim and tamsafik, you don't have to get involved. You can be believed by God be yourself. That's what it appears from the Rashba, from this Rashba. And this is a chiddush. Bari Li, I think this is the only place in Shas that you have such a thing. I mean, this Gemara appears in more than one place in Shas. But do you ever have such a thing where a person says, there's one psak for everybody, but me, I know, and therefore I could do what I want. Do you think of another place where you have Lakula, such a thing? Shavyanash is Lachomer. But Lakula, he says, okay, it's trey v'trey, the whole world has to be Mashmer. But me, I'm Bari, and I can get married. Or at least I can stay married once I get married. So it's a very unique case. So Tosfos holds it's unique because the Chazal Kisha Daikol Mitzvah, so we allow it to happen to the Eden. But according to the Rashba, the Rashba seems to say that's a rule that you believe the Gabi yourself. So if Trey the Trey will say something else, you'll also be allowed to be Mekel on your own. So it sounds like from this Rashba. Okay, Basra the Rebbe Eliezer, they used to do brismila, they used to sharpen the knife for brismila on Shabbos. That's what you mean? If they're different places from different places, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, that's also true. If you have machlaik is place, if they're in the same business, it's not true. They're different places either. So another such a similar situation. I think there's a Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Shchita. Those of you learning your day will learn next year. There's Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Shchita. Simon Beis, Pischei Tshuva Hei, who says that if there was a laz on a certain Sheikhet, and Bezdin asked him from Shechting, the Bezdin of the city said, we don't give you rishis to Shecht anymore. So he has a shayla, if Beinayla Beinatzma, this Sheikhid could shecht, he knows it's good, and eat it. And he says that you cannot. Why not? Because there was a Psak Bezdin. There was a Psak Bezdin. So even though if you're going to shecht and eat it, it's not Nevela, because it's not Nevela, you shechted it. But you're over on the Psak Bezdin. So once there's a Psak Bezdin, you have to follow that Psak. So that's very good when there's a Psak Bezdin. So even though you know the truth, but there's a Psak Bezdin, you have to honor a Psak Bezdin. By Trey Vitrei, if you hold that it's not a Psak Bezdin, Bezdin's Mesupik, doesn't know what to do. So then that's different, because there's no Psak Bezdin that you're going against. So you could say, I know the truth. Bezdin doesn't know. Bezdin said they don't know. So then this Gemara makes sense. Again, if you go to Shimon's Mahalach, then when Bezdin says, Trey v'trey, Bezdin passed him something, that's a Vade Psak, then it's hard. Then it should be like the Pischei Tshuva. If when Bezdin says, it's Trey v'trey, therefore don't get married, you look at that as a Vadai. A Vadai in the sense that Bezdin has fakis, but they're passing a Vade Psak. Then this becomes very difficult. Then why can a person stay married if Bezdin gave a Psak? So it may be true that she's not an Eishes Ish, but you're going against the Psak Bezdin. So it's a hard, with Rav Shimon's Mahalach, it's a very difficult, this whole din of Barili is very hard. At least the way the Rashba explains it, it's very hard. The Stipler has a piece here. It's actually, I don't know why, it's printed twice. In Chafei and Simchavav, it's written, it's the same thing, it's just written two times in his life, he wrote it up. And they printed both of them. But both of them are the same discussion following Shiloh. Our Gemara says if you have two against two, a person says, Bari li, lo seitza. What would be the din if you have eight echad against an eight echad? And the person says, Bari li. What would be the din then? One against one. He says, Bari li. So what do you say? If two Adim against two Adim, someone got married already, says Bari Li, Lai Saitza. What should be one against one?
The first one's really like two.
What?
The first one's really like two.
Okay, if we have if you have one against one, says Mace, then the one is like two. What happens? You have first of all, if one says Nisgarsha and one says Lai Nisgarsha, so the one is not like two. 1-8 says that she had a get, 1-8 says she didn't. One is like two only by mace. Right? The person never to say mace. Also, the thing that one is like two doesn't apply if they come with basachas. So even if they say mace, they come at the same time. It's one against one. And then she marries the one that says she's okay. Now he says barili. Is that, would that be good?
Why is it defend
the what? Abaya?
Abaya explained it as I mean by
discussion. By Meis, Abaye says it's Echa Brokim Shnayim.
By Meis, what Rebbe is saying, the case only works, this whole thing that only works with them, and it wouldn't work if they both showed up at the same time. So he would say, when he says the same logic every time he explains it, okay, so he's probably.
So Abaye is saying that if you have one against one, then it's. No, it's by Mez, by Miskarsha, or by Basachas. He's saying that one against one.
Is two eight
saying
she was married, and one is saying that
she's
not married.
Right. So therefore, it's Therefore, it should be Tetzel. Okay, the. What? Okay, so the question is when Abaye said that if one eight says Miskarsha, and one eight says Loi Nisgarsha, Teitza. Is that talking by Nisus Lechem Meidel or Dafka by Loi Nisus Lechem Meidel? Does the Gemara say clearly?
Didn't we establish that the only person should be really marrying the one related anyway?
Well, we established that by Trey Betray. The question is that hold true by Chad V'Chad also? That hold true by Chad V'Chad as well.
Rashi seems to be explaining that earlier when the Michael was the brewer, if I'm going to come to my in Morocco at the Ari, I ain't going to be called a virus, but I'm not going to look at the life now. But it's a case of Gurfalim, who she misses by after many deaths. Rashi seems to be explaining the case. I mean, so we assume that.
So in this should be talking the same case. Just like over there, it's talking about Echameda, it's also talking about Echameda. And then what would be the din? So then it should be Teitzei. So you're saying it should be Teitzei? Chad it should be Teitzei. Okay, the Ramban says that. The Ramban says that if it's Chad V'Chad, this is Lechem Eidel, Teitzei. The Rambam, however, in Paskins, Lai Teitzei. That even if it's one against one, and you say Bari Li, it should be Lai Seitzai. So the Stifler brings this machlaikis. If it's one against one, if it's Teitzai or Lai Seitzai. And he says that it's totally in the Shaila. When you have one against one, do you say Kamanda Isnu or Kamanda Lesnu? Same old shot. If you say Kamanda Isnu, then Lai Seitzai. It's like Trey Betray. Right? Kamanda Isnu means that Lamaisi you have an 8 echo on your side, so we can't force you to go out. The Ramban holds, by Chad V'Chad, you say Kamanda Lesnu. And you say Kamanda Lesnu, what is it? It goes back, but she's a regular Cheshkesesh ish, and you can't get married. So we declared the other day by Trey Betray, it's Kamanda Isnu, Kamanda Lesnu. And at least the Shef Shmaitzel very strongly is Kamanda Isnu. So the Shaila is that only by Trey Betray, is that by Chad V'Chad? The Stifler says that this is a machlokes. And therefore, by one and one.
One and one, does that one? But Migu is not nothing by 1 8. I mean, other Beirurim are not irrelevant.
So when you have one against one, it should certainly be for carries.
And nevertheless, it can use other Beirurim.
That's true. That's true. But we're still free to declare. When you have one against one, do we look at it that they cancel each other out as if they're not here? Or do we look at it that, no, it's one against one. You have a riot this way and a riot that way. I'll tell you what the nafkamina would be. Nafkamina is, what?
If you come later and add something.
See, if you come later, everybody will agree. If the second aid comes, then we'll just start the tearing it either way. Nafkamina is, let's say you have an 8 echad that says something is tame, an 8 echad says something is tar. It's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You have an object in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is the Cheskas Tar. 1 8 says it's Tameh, 1 8 says it's Tar. So what am I getting at? If you say, it'll play it out. If it's Kamandi Isnu.
Good, then it's
Safik Tom Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is Tameh. You say that the one and one cancel each other out, and it's Kamanda Lesnahu, So then we ignore both of them, and it goes back to Cheskes Tar. This would be the Machna Frank said. This would be an afkamina between the two ways, according to the Ramban, that it's command the lesnahu when you have one against one. Suffik tumah b'shus one against one b'shus hayachid should be tar, and according to the Rambam, that it's command isnu suffik one against one b'shus hayachid should be tame, because you have a suffik tumah b'shus hayachid. Or another case, the Machna Frayim says, if an eid echad says this is chaylev, and a piece of meat which is again mecheskes kasher, one eid says it's chaylev, one eid says it's not chaylev, and someone eats it. Does he bring an ashram taloi or not? Is he chayv to bring an ashram? If you say commandi isnahu, when you have one against one, they're both here, then there's a safik, you have to bring an ashram taloi. It's a safik chaylev. If you say commandi lesnahu, then it would mean that they cancel each other out. It's as if they are no eidim. And if they are no eidim, then you don't bring an ashram taloi. An ashram taloi, you need that there should be ischazik yisur. You have to have a reason to think there's isnahu. So this is machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban in a case of an eid echad. The stipler brings a raya to the Ramban that it's command the lesnahu. It brings a very interesting raya. The stipler says he finds four places where an eid echad is totally believed. Okay, how many of them can you come up with? Are besides eid echad and bisurin. Right, but Yisri is believed. Eid Echad is believed where? Huh? Anybody know? Okay, one of them is here. Eid Echad Nisas by Naguna. To be Matar Naguna, Nisas Baila. Another is by a Saita. We once had it. That a Saita, a woman who was Miyachid against her husband's warning, if an Eid Echad says she's Tameh, she's Tameh. Eid Echad is believed to say she's Tameh. Third place is by Egla Rufa. If an Eid Echad says, I saw the murderer, it's enough to make Ois Egla Rufa. There's no Chiv Egla Rufa. And the fourth place is by a Shvua, by Dini Maminis. An Eid Echad never the Chayev Shvua. Stipler says, in all these cases, let's say Saita, that's the easiest one. You have a woman, she was warned not to be Miyachid. And Eid Echad comes into bed and says, if the Eid Echad would come in bed and say she was Mizana, so she doesn't drink the Meisaita. What happens if two Eid Echads come simultaneously, Bevas Achas? One says, I know she was Mizana, and one says, she wasn't Mizana. They contradict each other. So the halacha is, if they come Bevas Achas, then she remains a Saita. There's no din of an Eid Echad Neman. If the Eid called Eid Echad Bak Chosha. If an Eid Echad contradicts him, then this Eid Echad loses his din Eid Echad. So the stipler, 1 minute. Why should the second Eid Echad be able to knock off the first? The first Eid Echad, the Torah trusts like two. To say Nitzman a Saita, the Torah trusts him like two. The other Eid Echad who says Tahira, that she wasn't Mizana, is not like two. So how come when they come to Basachas, they're considered equal? What's the svara of two Eid Echad come in one shot that they're considered equal? So the stipler must be that an Eid Echad and an Eid Echad cancel each other out. Command the lesnu, which is the Ramban. That an Eid Echad and an Eid Echad cancel each other out. And since they cancel each other out, so it's as if nobody came. But if you say command the isnu, then you would have a problem, because the one who said that she was Mizana has an emanis. The one that says she wasn't Mizana has no nemanis. So then how do they? It should be considered that as if an Eid Echad said she was Mizana, because the other one has no nemanis. The Torah only gave nemanis to say on a Saita that she's Tameya. The Torah didn't give one Eid a special nemanis to say Tahira. So they're not equal. If one and one cancel each other out, it's good. But if you say it's Kamandi Isnu, so then it should be a problem. This is the stipler's raya. In both pieces, he goes through this. And, okay, again, it's the end of this man. I don't mean to get into the nitty-gritty of it, which maybe I should, but what I mean to do is to illustrate to you our discussion of command isno, command lesno. These are all nafkaminis, the stipler goes through rayis to both tzedadim. But the bottom line is, there are two ways to learn. You have eid echad against eid echad. Is it command is to command the last? So one nafkamin is safik tuma, one is ashim tali, and the third is this kasha of the stipler, that they come together. One is in the money, it's like two, and one doesn't. But if they come simultaneously and they cancel each other out, so then it's nothing. Which is the way we pass them. If they come simultaneously, then they just cancel each other out, and it's nothing. Which is his raya, that it's command to less no. Eid echad and eid echad just cancel each other out. Okay. I want to point out to you Tysus, just the beginning of Tysus Tarvayu. Tarvayu b'shnuyo kamisadi. What was the Gemara saying? That you have an eid echad says niskacha, eid echad says loy niskacha. Tarvayu b'shnuyo kamisadi. So Tysus loy have a tzarach laha tafil leke elahu darmi niskacha loy teitzei. Dein dava shabar v'pachas mishnayim. What's Taisa say? You don't need to say there are two people saying she's a Pnuya. Even without two eights saying she's a Pnuya. If one eight says Niskacha, it's nothing. One eight saying Niskacha is Laiseitse. Eight Echad says Niskacha. Eight Echad says Niskacha. So Taisa says, Lai have it Sarach Lazeb. Gemara is Lav Dafka. Lai have it Sarach Lazeb. So Yeshua points out, there's a little known shita because it's in Kiddushin in Kintav Samachay. When you learn Kiddushin, usually you learn the first 10 or 20 blot, you don't get to such a shita. But there's a little known daya, the Gemara, that a Mekadish be'eid echad chayshish of the Kiddushin. That if you're Mekadish in front of an eid echad, we are chayshish for the Kiddushin. So really, why did Taisa say I have a tzarach laha? Taisa should have said tzarach laha in case to be chayshish for that shita, which holds that kedushin of eid echad has eid echad chayshish of the kedushin. Because there's such a shita, that's why the Gemara says tarvayu b'pnuyah kamisadi.
They're not going against each other, they never even
claim.
Because it's Ain Dabash
Pah, Ain Dabash Bah, each one of them said anything about Baal. Well, one of them said she's a Pnuya got Kedushin. One of them said she's a Pnuya didn't get Kedushin. So both say she's a Pnuya. One says she got Kedushin, one says she didn't. So Taisviz, Gemara, Tarvayu, but Pnuya Kamisadi. Two people are saying she's a Pnuya. So Taisviz, you don't need that. But you need two said she's a Pnuya. Even if they don't know if she was a Pnuya, and Eid Echad says Kedushin is garbage. So you're saying
Yeah,
but she's not going to be allowed to get married with Hatzila, as the laws of Hasayim. So she won't be allowed to get married with Hatzila, as the laws of Hasayim. That's nice to say. Okay, you're not answering the cash. You're asking something else. You're asking that if it's Eid Echad and Eid Echad, and Eid Echad doesn't count by Dabar Shabbat Erev, so who cares? Is that what you're saying? No, what? But there's a Mandiyama in the Gemara that says Chayshul Kedushin. Taisus could have answered all Gemara Chapsan Tarvayu because of that Mandiyama. There is such a Mandiyama, whether you're passing it that way or not.
Okay. Anyway, Pnei Shui asked this kasha, and it's funny to say Taisus, the Gemara is lav davka, and they have to say Taisus is lav davka. And you have to say Taisus is going a little bit to Hilchasa, that we don't really pass him like that shita. Although in halacha, we're chayshish for the shita. We don't pass him like that shita, so that's what Taisus didn't do. Okay, let's see. Let's learn another piece of Gemara, just because I'd like to cover a little ground. I don't know if all of you made a leini vayit. If you didn't, laying along with me, and it's not difficult Gemara. Certainly the first few pieces. Let's see. Imishinisis bo edem leiseitzei, Ravosha masni la reisha, Rabba varavim masni la seitzei. What does that mean? Our Mishnah, chabezim and alfei, two cases. The case of eshes isha yisi, the case of shvuya yisi. Shvesi. That was a shvuya. So the question is, this kula, imishinisis bo edem leiseitzei, is that going on Eishas Ish or Shvuya? So Rashi Masla Aresha, it's going on Eishas Ish. Rabba Rabba Masla Aresha. Mandi Masla Aresha. If you say Bein Eishas Ish, you could stay married, which is much more chomer. Choshken HaSeifa, certainly Bidu B'Shvuya Kilo. Eishu, which is much more kuladik. Mandi Masla Aresha, Aval Aresha Lai. But if you say, don't be makel by Eishvuya, you're not makel by Eishas Ish. Why aren't you making by Eishas Ish? Lema b'Rafam Nuna k'mifli. The Chayra, they're arguing about Rafam Nuna's memra, which we learned on Beis Amid Beis. He said lechotze finish to say Isha Shama Lebalik Yerushtari Nemanas Chazaka Ein Isha Yisa Padash. A woman doesn't have a chutzpah to say Shniskarsha. Said on Rafam Nuna, man the Masla Reisha is by Rafam Nuna. She's believed. Man the Masla Seifa, last Rafam Nuna, she's not believed. To Kuliyama Islud Rav Nuna. Everyone holds like Chatzif. That if a woman says Gerish Tani, she's believed. Bahacha, Bahacha Miflagi. The Marsavar. Kima Rav Nuna Befanav. That's only if you're in front of him you say Gerish Tani. So the Chatzif is a chutzpah in front of your husband you say Gerish Tani. If you wouldn't be telling the truth, you wouldn't do it. Ava Shalai Befanav Yiza. But if it's Shalai Befanav, she is Meis and she has no Nemanis. Marasavish like the fun of Nami Ainami. Isa, a woman, is always believed to say Gerashtani. Vimishanissis Boedim, Amar Abu de Shmuel. What did Mishnah say? Mishanissis Boedim, Harizul Lysaitzer. Okay, what happens? She had a Pesha Asr. She came into Bezdin and says, I was a Shvuya and I'm Tar. So Bezdin paskind based on her Pesha Asr that she's allowed to get married. Now, Mishinissis, Boedim, Lysaitse. In Mishinissis, Boedim, Harizul Lysaitse. Zakti Gemara, Amar Abu Adishmo, Loi Nissis, Nissis Mamish. Slav Dav, because she actually has to get married based on her Peshas. Elokiva Shetiru Ali Nase, Afapish Loi Nissis. If Bezna said you're allowed to get married, even if you didn't actually get married, you're also okay. It's not sure she was married. Loisaitse, she doesn't go out. So Yomara, you want to loisaitse mean? Loisaitse may have teira risha. She had a heter, she remains with the heter. Tan Rabban. Amra nishbeisi v'tairani. If a woman says, I was a shvuya and I'm tar anyway. V'yeshli eidim shetairani. And I have eidim that I'm tar. Einayimrim nantinachi aviyu eidim. Right away she's mutter. We don't wait until Edom come. Now I'm telling you, you Edom. Which type of Edom are we talking about? Edom Shetahira. So we don't wait. Elamatir noisamiyat. It's yuruli nase. Vakak bo Edom. Bamu la yadanu. Harizu lo yaseitse. Big cooler. We let her get married. And then when the Edom come, they don't say what she said they would say. Still, listen. And if Edom came and said she was Mizana, even if she has many children, once we know for sure that she was Mizana, there was a bunch of Shvuyas that came to the city of Naradah. So, what happened? What does it mean Shvuyas came? It means some Goyim came and they had some Jewish women that were Shvuyas. So Shmuel, Abu the Shmuel set up a shomer that I'll be able to say, hey, this, that they weren't Mizana. Now does that help? Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel told Abu the Shmuel, For Adoidna Manitrinu, who watched them till now? So what did it help? You put up a shiva now. Maybe they were Mizani yesterday. Amalei, Savu Dishmo got very upset. He said, Ilu Bateh Chavim, if these will be your daughters, you have Mizalzel of Bakulahai? Would you be so Mizalzel? If I'm coming up with a heter, would you go and find problems with my heter? Hava Kishkaga Shiyotzu Melefnei Hashalit. It was like an accident that came out. This means that the words that he said came true. Vishtab yim bansei de Bar Shmuel. And Bar Shmuel's daughters became shvuyas. Vaskinu l'arad Yisrael. They were taken up to Eretz Yisrael. Ukman l'shvuyanu miyavroi. V'aylu l'bei midrashim. Now these girls were smart. So what they did, they knew if they come into Bezdin, Bezdin knows they're a shvuya, and they say Tyran, even I can be believed. So the Shriya stayed, they asked the Shriya Taiva. I don't know why they did it for them, but apparently the Shriya liked them, they listened to them. The Shriya stayed out, that means the captors stayed outside. Va'aili the Bay Midrash and Reb Chanina. These daughters of Shmuel went in themselves to the base of Medrash. Hamra and the Shbasi Taiva, the Hamra and the Shbasi Taiva. Each one said, I was a Shriya and I'm Tar. Shirinu, they were mad to them. Saif, I lost with Shriyanu. Then the shvuyas, the people that made them shvuyas came in. Amrav Chanina, benin demuryanina. They knew what they were doing. They must be the children of Paiskim. If they knew to come in ahead of time to get a pesha aser, you know, in Beis Yaakov they don't teach pesha aser. So from where did these daughters know that they have to come quickly into the bezd? It must be their father was a paisik and they heard it. Igloy Milsa Debansi de Bar Shmuel Avian, he checked, he found they were the daughters of Bar Shmuel. Amalei Reb Chanin, Reb Shama Barabba, Paik Itful Bekroy Vesech. They're related to you, you go find a way to redeem them. Amalei Reb Chanin, how could you be mad to them? Or you could aid them in a sayam. There were other people know they were Shvuyis. What kind of Peshas do they have? They have a Peshas that it could have been quiet, but there are people who know that they were Shvuyis. So he answered, Hashtamiyas less no come on. Now they're not here. Eidim said, it's on the Teyaser, because they're Eidim far away. We're going to Asahar. Something Gemara, Tamid the Loyas away. Feistai said he was mad to them because Eidim didn't come. Ha'as away the Mitzara. If Eidim would come, they would be us. Affect the Gemara of Amar Avu Dishmuel Kishitul and Asay Afabishloi Nisis. What do you mean? Once you have a heter, you have a heter, you don't actually have to get married. Tirul and Nasa is a heter. Amar Ravashi, you're right. If they lose their peshasi after a psak, then they remain with their heter. Eidei Tuma Yitmar. We're talking here about Eidei Tuma. Eidim who said that she was Mizana, so because there's a coil that they're Eidei Tuma, we're not going to ask her. If they come, then they'll be Yasser. Because when they don't come, they're going to be Mutu. So we touch here on the Indian of Shvuya. There's the aside here. Okay, first of all, we had Shvuya in that you'd give on the base a long time ago. By Shvuya also, there's like a clair by Shvuya, which is the Yeshivish clair. It's actually Rishainim, as we'll see, but the clair by Shvuya. Okay, over the last 3 days, I hope you'll remember. We went through, I don't remember what anymore, Trey Betray, find this new and less new, is always the Claire. Shavya Nafshe, Claire is always if it's Nemonis or Neder, why Shavya Nafshe Lisura? What was the other thing? Pesha. What? Pesha. A Pesha Aser. The 2 ways to learn Pesha Aser, it's just a Birur, it's a Raya. Or Pesha, if you have Bilus on your words, that you could change them. Those are the 3 qualities. And now Shvuya. Shvuya is one basic clair which says in many places, Nadi Yehuda, Nishar HaMelech, and as you'll see soon, Rishaynim, have a clair about a Shvuya. What is a Shvuya? Shvuya is a girl that was captured, and we asked her to marry a Kayin, because for Chayshish that there was Nus that went on. That to find favor in the eyes of her captors, that she was Mizana. Do we know she was Mizana? No. She was Mizana. She's Neshes Ish. She's a Shvuya. So Lachaisha, she's Mizana. And Vidar, there's a problem. She's going to be awesome. What is the Isser Shvuya? Is that a Vaday Yisr? Or is it a Safik Yisr? This is the Shaila. But Chazal asked a Shvuya, what is the Pshat in the Yisr Shvuya? Is the Pshat that the Rabbanon said, we're Shvuyas, and we created a new Yisr Rabbanon called Shvuya. Any Shvuya, we assume there was Nus. Unless there were eight, it wasn't Nus. But Stam Shvuya, we assume there's Nus, finished. It's a Vada. Or should we say that, no, Shvuya, Chazal just said you have to be Chayshish for a Safik. If a woman is captured, she's afraid for her life. Well, Chayshish that she'll be Mezana with her captors to find favor in their eyes. Which means that it's Asr Mitam Safik. It's still Asr, but it's Asr Mitam Safik. So this is declared by Shvuya. Is a Shvuya Asr Mitam Vadai? Or is a Shvuya Asr Mitam Safik? Is the Gemara at the end of this parak of Chavzayin Amid Beis, where the wife of Reb Zecharia ben Akotzev, it's a Mishnah, where the wife of Reb Zecharia ben Akotzev was a Shvuya. So Reb Zecharia ben Akotzev came to Beis and he said, "Hamoein as I said, I swear, loy zaza yadi, yadami teich yadi, misha shenuch nisuay v'cham li Yerushalayim ad sheyatzev." The whole time we were Shvuyas, I was with her all the time. So I'm positive. I was with her. I know she was a Mizan. Amrulai, ain't no demeir al atzmai. You're pasulai, this can't say this about your wife. Ain't no demeir al atzmai. Like Rav Akiva Eger, Chav Zayin Amid Beis is the spirit of Chav Beis Amid Beis. A Chav Beis Amid Beis, we said, that when we have a Safik, if the person says barili, if I say barili, then loisei say I could be married to a woman if I'm sure and she's sure, I could stay married. Chav Zayin Amid Beis was the same thing. Rav Zevchaya ben Akotzev said, I'm sure, and she said she's sure, so why can't they stay married? Why say it say? They're both sure. Why say it say? Obviously, if you learn. Okay, let me tell you Rabbi Kivag. Rabbi Kivag answers the reason we ask her is because with Chayshish, that Reb Zecharia ben Akotzev is lying. He's really relying on his wife. His wife said she wasn't Mizana, she wasn't Mizana. He's relying on her, and he's lying in bed, and he's saying, I didn't leave her side. So Rabbi Kivag is terrible. But the Chasam Sofer and the Chazon Ish and Rav Shach and Avi Ezri all say that it's not a kasha. If you learn Shvuya is an Issa B'Torah's Vaday, then the whole kasha doesn't start. Why? Because Shvuya is a Vaday Issa to Rabbanah. It's a Vaday Issa. So you can't say Barili on a Vaday Issa and do it. If Chazal asks us something, B'Torah's Vaday, you can't say Barili and go against it. Chobez Amid Beis is tray for tray. It's two against two. So when you have two against two, it's a Safik. You could say Barili. Chav Zayin Amid Beis is an Isavadai. Isavadai. It doesn't have to say Barili. So some Sefer, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Shach all learn that if you learn it's Issa B'Torah's Vadai, then it's answered. Now there's a tzad kineged, there's a tzad that it's an issa b'teira safik. And the nafgamina would be, if you have a safik shvuya, what's a shayla?
That's a sex
fake. A safik of a shvuya, is that called a sex fake? Is a safik shvuya a sex fake? That's the question. If you hold the Shvuya as a new Issa Drabbanon, so Safik Shvuya is not a Sfek Seger. In certain cases it would be a Safik Drabbanon Lekula, in certain cases we don't say Safik Drabbanon Lekula, but a Sfek Seger is not. So if you hold Shvuya as also B'Torah's Vaday, then you can't say Sfek Seger. If you hold Shvuya as also B'Torah's Safik, then you could say Sfek Seger. If you look at the bottom of this page, on Chav Gimel Amir Aleph, the Tesis Yishanim, which is
the small letters all the way at the end of Tysus, Ois Beis. He's coming to answer what Tysus asked. I didn't learn Tysus yet with you. But nevertheless, you can see in Tysus Shonim, he says, the Havas Svek Svek. Suffik in Nishbis and Lav. Then Tim Salim in Nishbis, Suffik like Nitmeis. Tysus there creates a Svek Svek by Suffik Shvuya. One Suffik, if she's a Shvuya. And even if she wasn't a Shvuya, maybe she wasn't the Zana. So it's clear from the Chav Kimel Amin Aleph, I'm sorry. Right? That's what I said? Chav Kimel Amin Aleph, the bottom Tais Yishonim. See, he says clearly, like the second side, not like the Sun Sefer, but that Shvuya is also Mitam Safik. So we have apparently two Mahalchim in Shvuya. It's Issa B'Tar Esvadai and Issa B'Tar Safik. And like I said, there's much more on this, maybe. Tomorrow we'll do a little more Shvuya. We'll get into it a little more, but this is the two studies we should have done. All right, tomorrow what I'd like to do is learn the Amid Beis from Mishnah to Mishnah, which means that we will still have five blocks to the Perek. I would like everyone to finish the Perek. Maybe we'll find time after Pesach to have lunchtime to go through it the Kiyah style, but at least tomorrow I'd like to go from Mishnah to Mishnah. Thursday is the last morning Seder, I think. There are Chilke days in the yeshiva. But I think, what do you do when you have a suffix? You can say Bari Lee, whichever way you want. Thursday, I hope to give a share on Yanei Pesach in Yitzhak Shem. So tomorrow we'll do